ireland.ie for more info.
Good evening. My name is Max Kane and you're very welcome to Ours to Protect here on East Coast FM. Each week we discuss topics relating to climate change and the environment and talk about the things that people like you and I can do to help the environment. This week we're talking all about sustainable food and catering. I visited the Wicklow County Council during the week and got chatting to Tyke Byrne, who is the owner and head chef of Creoc Catering. Here's how I got on with Tyke.
We run the canteen, myself and a small team. We run the canteen and we do all the hospitality, in-house hospitality, so meetings and events and things happening, not just in Wicklow County Council buildings, but also in the local enterprise office, the library service, and, you know, kind of through that as well, we kind of do a lot of community-based events with local charities and local sports enterprises. And, so we cater all over Wicklow.
What do you do here that makes your food and meals sustainable?
Well, our main kind of push, as the name implies, Creoc is a word for many things in Irish, but, you know, territory, kind of land, area, zone, kind of. So it's kind of that idea of territory and the local land. We try to use local food and showcase local producers. I'm a member, the company is a member of Wicklow Naturally, which is a local food network. We have over 100 members, everything from chutney makers to cheese makers to, you know, lamb, beef farmers, hotels, everything. So very much a part of that network and very eager to promote local food and local producers, which is good for us. It gives us a kind of a unique selling point, I suppose, but it's something that I'm naturally passionate about anyway. And that's one angle. We, you know, we try to really push the sustainability side of being a catering company as well. All the usual things, reducing plastic, reducing waste overall, minimizing food waste, growing our own, and then, of course, through the local food, reducing air miles. Most of our ingredients come from Wicklow. Beyond that, Ireland, and beyond that, a little bit from the EU, and then very, very little from outside of the EU.
And so what do you think the people at home can do to make the meals that they create a little bit more sustainable, a little bit more environmentally friendly?
I mean, there's something I think a lot about, and I've kind of read so many articles and so many kind of academic papers about, you know, we all want to do the right thing, but what is the right thing? Is it veganism? Is it, you know, reducing plastic or whatever? I think, well, like, the main message I would have would be to shop local, support your local farmers, support your local shops, small, independent producers and independent cafes, independent producers. So the money goes back into the economy, but also you're reducing air miles by using local food. And we've kind of a greater view of the kind of animal welfare or the pesticide levels or whatever, you know, because we're familiar with the laws in our own country and within the EU. So there's greater transparency, I suppose. But yeah, my main mission would be to buy local produce. And if you're eating locally, you're eating with the seasons naturally. And and then you kind of get into things like when this time of year, November, you kind of get into like pickling and fermenting season, because as our ancestors would have done, we need to preserve food for the winter, because there's not the abundance that there is in the summer months. So it's a great way of getting creative, and kind of when you have an abundance of one particular vegetable or one particular food, making that last and making sure you have local low air mile food for winter as well. So I'd recommend everyone gets into pickling, fermenting and brining and these kind of old techniques of preservation.
And finally, what are you working on at the moment and how can people get involved?
I have a film coming out the 1st of December about the future of food in Ireland, so very fitting to our conversation here. We're looking at everything from the food supply chain in Ireland, so starting with farming through to kind of logistics, imports, exports, and then on to how we process our food, how we will process our food, how we will buy our food. You know, there's all sorts of kind of little crystal ball moments where we're talking about robot chefs and automated restaurants and all this kind of stuff. So it's one to watch out for. It's on the 1st of December. We're still going to be expanding our business across Wicklow and hoping to cater more and more events and put Wicklow food on the menu.
And that was Tyke Byrne, the owner and head chef of Creoc Catering. You can get even more information online. Be sure to visit the website arstoprotect.ie or eastcoast.fm. A handy tip sheet will give you all the information that you need to know. And if you fancy being in with a chance of winning €250, check out the survey on our social media. All you have to do is give us your thoughts on what kind of content you'd like to see on Ours to Protect. Ours to Protect on East Coast FM is a climate change and climate action focused program series funded by Commission Amman with the television license fee. You can listen back to all of our episodes so far at ourstoprotect.ie.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commission Amman with the television license fee and is a partnership between East Coast FM and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie.